This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd LeBorowicz Show, Real Estate Radio and Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd LeBorowicz, and this segment is brought to you by Snow Goose Homes, our preferred partner for buying your house for cash and having money in your account as little as 5 business days. Well, you're in for a special treat today because we have on the phone the one and only Justin Pierce, who is the president and founder of Snow Goose Homes. Welcome.
Thanks, Todd. Glad to be here.
And you've been writing a lot of articles in the Washington Post. A lot of good topics.
Yeah, I've been busy. Pretty busy. The market's really interesting right now.
And we always talk about the house flipping or going in and improving a house and basically selling it for a little bit of profit. But you're saying it's not a good time right now.
Well, I'm a fan of real estate, and it's, you know, it's always a good time to be in real estate. It's a matter of how you're in the market. You know, I wrote a piece for the Post, you know, a few months back talking about, you know, it could be a particularly dangerous time right now for people to be jumping in to home flipping. You know, the market was great in 2010. You almost couldn't, you know, for flipping, you almost couldn't lose money at that time, but people have now gotten a taste for it. And there's just a lot of people out there doing it with very minimal, or at least trying to do it with very minimal experience. And flipping homes, I don't really like that term because...
Yeah, it's got a negative connotation to it.
And flipping a home is when you buy it, don't really do anything to it, and then just sell it to somebody else for a, you know, big profit, typically. But what most people are doing and what we're doing is more like rehabbing or renovations, where we're getting homes that just aren't sellable to other people. You know, they need $75,000, $100,000, $150,000 of renovation to get them back on the market and doing well. And when you are doing that level of renovation, there is just a lot of moving parts. You've got a whole bunch of contracts. I mean, a home itself is a complicated being, entity. And the fact that when you look at a home, there are dozens of different professionals and experts that go, that are required to get into that home and build it properly. So the person who's on the hook for that, who would be the flipper or the real estate investor, you know, they've got to know, you know, how to manage those, how to manage expectations, how to, you know, do quality assurance, how to protect themselves, and really know what they're in store for as far as costs. And what I see is a lot of people going in there, you know, overpaying for homes and under renovating, and it really creates a lot of potential problems if they, you know, for when they come to sell them. I mean, if they're not done right, it might be difficult to sell. There's liabilities after the fact. And in fact, that runs into not just flippers, but home buyers themselves. So a lot of them have a mentality that if I buy a junker home, a handyman special, that it's automatically going to be a deal. And too many times I see somebody, you know, they go buy a home that will be worth $500,000 once it's fixed up, but that fix-up will take $100,000 of renovation, and they go buy the home for $425,000 and think they've got a deal. Well, you know, you're $25,000 in the hole already, and that doesn't account for your time and your risk and your inconvenience, because now you've got to keep two homes because you can't live in it while it's being renovated, that sort of thing. So just in general, kind of a lot of new players in the market, lower inventory, more scrutiny. So it can be daunting for someone who's not got their stuff in order when they're jumping into the deep end there.
So it sounds like there's a lot of people that want to get into buying a property, putting work into it, and then selling it for a profit, but a lot of people are set up for failure.
Yeah, they really are. And just in general, there's a lot of people, again, trying to get into the real estate market in various different ways. You know, there's some people who are trying to go pick up rentals and that kind of thing. That's another ball of wax altogether. But in general, if you don't know what a good deal is, if you haven't done your homework, just the bottom line is you make your money when you buy the home, not when you sell it. If you don't pay the right price for it, if you don't get a good deal, there's almost no way to salvage it. So either a rehabber, flipper, landlord, if you're overpaying for the home because of the competition, you're in trouble.
Okay, so the bottom line is, if you don't buy the house right, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, if you don't buy the house right, there's no solution for you.
So there's a lot of people that are out there and they're trying to make a buck. What's the solution for all this? I know you were talking about there's things that people are talking about with like crowdfunding, but people have different definitions of what it means. Like I said crowdfunding to someone, they said, oh, are they trying to raise money for their business? Crowdfunding, are they trying to save for like a nonprofit thing?
Yeah. You know, I'm a big proponent of, I'm not a fan of the stock market. I, you know, of course, have money in there, but, I have a master's in business and, you know, trying to look at a company's spreadsheet and determine how they're really making their money and how they're going to move forward to, you know, grow the company in the future. None of us have the time to sift through that sort of thing, to sift through those documents and figure that out, not to mention the other things that go on in the stock market. But with real estate, you can really look at a lot of, solid predetermined criteria to determine the value of real estate. So I'm a big fan of it in general, regardless of what the market's doing. So there are other options for people to get into the market, at least initially. Rather than if you have money that you're trying to make a return on and you want to get that into real estate, you could take $100,000 if you had it in the account, go put a down payment on a rental property and then become a landlord. And very few people like being landlords and dealing with those issues. Or what you could do is go to a professional, and there's a lot of them out there, invest with them. And of course it is not safe. There's not a guaranteed safety net, but you can team up with a professional in one way or the other, partner up on a deal with them or lend them the money. And essentially what, say like a private, I use a lot of private lenders and hard money lenders. And so essentially what they'll do is they'll come, I'm buying a house at 60% of the value. They'll give me 80% of the money that I need already. So they're only funding 50% of a property and they're getting a first mortgage on the home. So of course you can lose money still. There's a lot of things that can go on, but at least you have an asset that you know pretty well is worth, $500,000, we'll say. You've only lent $250,000 on it. There's a big margin there if things go wrong, because you have a nice, solid brick-and-mortar asset to protect you.
Wonderful. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me on the phone Justin Pierce with Snow Goose Homes. I'm your host, Todd LeBorowit, and you're listening to Sound Broadcast Network AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Justin, crowdfunding, how does it, is it legal? Is it, obviously it's legal, but how are people making it legal? Because if I have $50,000 in the bank and I give you $40,000 and you lose it, isn't there like rules where I have to have like a certain amount of net worth and how much I can invest?
Yeah, crowdfunding at this point is, as far as real estate goes, is pretty much a misnomer. Essentially, there's quite a few so-called real estate crowdfunders out there, and essentially they're really just doing old-style, tried-and-true syndication. Really, what's new about it is they've got the technology, the platforms that they're using to give better transparency to the process. But the Jobs Act of 2012 was hailed as something that was really going to open up the market for crowdfunding, but it really hasn't. They passed the law back in 2012. They haven't put down the rules yet for actually allowing people to do true crowdfunding. So all the crowdfunders for real estate are still dealing with accredited investors. Credit investors are, people with a net worth of over $1 million and a couple other criteria such as that. So far, there's nobody out there really going after, somebody just for that $50 or $100 contribution in a real estate project. And then they still have all the other regular SEC requirements when they're dealing with and essentially brokering people's money.
Okay, so is it properly, would you say it's properly regulated where someone can invest money safely? We're not safe, there's no guarantee, but at least you're not taking someone's whole life savings and saying, oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, it's at this point, that's the big the argument, is it's still so over-regulated that people can't, a crowdfunder can't actually take money from somebody you know, a smaller investor and make money for them, because, you know, that $1,000 or $10,000 contribution isn't worth the amount of regulation that they have to, your paperwork essentially they have to do to get that $10,000. So, you know, there's risk with absolutely everything, but there's risks in the stock market. There's risks, you know, like I said before, you know, you're putting your money into a piece of property that's brick and mortars, that you, at least you know that you have that asset and it's worth set amount of money if everything goes wrong.
But at least your money is tied up in an asset that can actually be sold. So your money might get tied up for a little bit, but you'll get most of it back or all of it back, but not lose all of it, is the concept, right?
Yeah, you know, this reason I love real estate, it's your money's backed up by a solid asset. But if you are looking into these crowdfunders, you know, look for somebody who's giving you that secured position, you know, that first mortgage position. Some of these guys are basically selling junk bonds, they're borrower-dependent notes. So make sure you're protected on an equity stake.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Justin Pierce with Snow Goose Homes. And again, if you are looking to get into that, please, please check with your CPA or your financial advisor or your own attorney. Do not just go in on this alone. Well, now available for our listeners, you have access to our local real estate professionals that have appeared on the Todd LaWorowicz Show. Each guest segment has been reproduced for you on our website at www.dcrealestateradio.com. That's www.dcrealestateradio.com. I want to thank all our preferred partners, Topaz Mortgage, Clothesline Settlements, and the Insurance Exchange, Snow Goose Homes, and the KO Creative. I also want to thank our producer, Craig Gildner, with Metro Voice Media. Tune in to the Todd LaWorowicz Show next Saturday, March 7th, 2015. 15 at 1 p.m. right here on the Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. You need the inside scoop.